Hi again, everybody. We welcome you into ESPN media coverage of Moeller Fighting Crusader Athletics. It is our second edition of the Moeller Lacrosse Podcast as we get ready for the 2019 season. I'm Greg Waddell, and head coach Sean McGinnis here with us. And we should mention right off the top of the bat, or the top of the broadcast here, that Moeller Lacrosse Podcast is sponsored by Total Wealth Planning, where you can contact Rob Lemons at 513-984-6696 or go to the website TWP Team for Total Wealth Planning, TWPTeam.com. And Sean, we certainly appreciate their support and their help to definitely make these available. And how are you doing, Sean?
Doing well. It's a little cold out there. So I was just talking to coaches on the way over and, say, man, it's really cold out there. Yeah. But, a lot of sunlight.
Don't let the sunshine fool you.
Yeah, don't let the sunshine fool you. It's about 20 degrees out. So, I think it's going to be a good afternoon of practice. We've got to get some things done. Keep heading in the right direction as far as what we've been doing these first 2 weeks.
You're going to get the boys. Yeah, they are going to be outside then,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, we're going to be outside. So. And we told the captains today that we'd be outside for, at least an hour and a half to get some work in and then go inside the AC and do some stuff.
Fall out to finish a little bit.
Thaw out, warm up a little bit.
Yeah, so, exactly. Yeah. Now, so we should mention we're recording this on a Monday. So as we get ready, still a week and a half out from the regular season getting started, which will get started March 15th. We'll talk about that coming up here. But you just mentioned it, so let's get into things a little bit. So you've had the tryouts. You've had the. When we talked last time, you were talking about the number of players that you were going to have coming out. So how did that all fare out? And
it's still a work in progress to some degree. From a varsity perspective, we have a roster of about 35 players. Some of those are obviously guys that have been on varsity for a couple of years and will play big roles for us. Others are more of younger guys that we want up there for a practice purpose, up there to get ready for, say, next year, as a varsity player. So they're practicing varsity, may play some game time at JVA or, depending on how games end up. They're kind of like our third stringers. Okay. So, overall, the coaching staff and myself are just very pleased with what's going on so far. We have a great group of seniors. We have a great connection going on with those 10 seniors in the team. And it's just been a real joy to be up there and practicing with these guys. And they can, kind of turn things around a little bit. Not that things need to be turned around, but I just think from last year where we needed a little bit more leadership, and I think where we needed some things going on during practice, our seniors this year have certainly kind of given that to the younger players and been role models and telling them, not letting little things go, basically.
Right.
Keeping on top of them, making sure, echoing the messages from the coaches and stuff like that.
How much experience do those players have? Not necessarily as much on the field, but being around your program and what it is you are trying to get accomplished for them to get to the other players.
I think, as far as the seniors go, they've been hearing this message for well over 4 years. And most of these seniors, the 10 seniors, minus I think one or two, came in from the Junior Crusader program. So, whether it's the summer camps or whether some of the fall or winter clinics we've done over the years with them, they know the expectation of being a Moeller lacrosse player. I think four of the seniors were part and on roster and part of the state title in 17. So they know what can be done if they all work together and they all pull together in the same direction. So it's a good group to have. For us, we talked about this on Saturday at our team, Meet the Team and team prayer breakfast, is everyone just needs to focus on the process. We all want certain things. We all want to beat certain teams. We want to be somewhere at the end of the year. But we all have to focus on the process, and those seniors are getting it done right now.
And that's easier said than done sometimes, I'm sure, too, to focus on the process. But with that being said, having that experience there and having gone through it, and as you said, too, being part of that, a few of those players being a part of that championship team in 2017, they know that it is realistic now. It's not just a pipe dream that is way out there, but that is a realistic goal that Moeller Lacrosse has.
Yeah, and seniors like Brendan Sigurdsson played a big part in that game. Braden Titus, Conlon O'Brien, Blake Gillis, those are seniors that were sophomores playing up and had a role in that game. So they do. It's what's different is they're not saying we're going to get there or we're going to be there. they're kind of seeing it from the opposite direction, almost from coach's eyes. It's like, we have to do, you know, X, Y, and Z. And if we do those things, then it will make us a great team and it will put us in the spot we want to be at the end of the year. You know, so that's where our senior leadership is a little different this year and changed. And you know, you have Braden Titus on offense, you have Brendan Sigurdsson, you know, as an attackman on offense, with Cole Grillo playing midfield, and they're kind of like our offensive captains, you know, talking to the guys after practice, holding them accountable to what's going on. You've got Braden Titus and Colin O'Brien, kind of like our defensive captains, along with Reese Boggs. And then, you know, as we specialize defensively, we have Blake Gillis and Jake Bambauer, who are defensive MIDI captains. Okay. So, you know, what we did this year, we said, you know, these guys have worked really hard, and they're a great group, and they're really close to each other. And we said, you know, it's probably unfair to designate two guys to lead, you know, in a group of 80, you know. So what we said is, you know, we named all 10 of them captains. So every single senior is a captain. But what we said is, we kind of differentiated who's going to lead what. And so every Thursday, we meet with each other, myself and the captains. And so now we're breaking down roles. Like, who's the motivational captain? You know, who's the locker room captain? Who's the school captain, where, you know, you see them in the hallways and they're holding them accountable to actions in the hallway and stuff like that?
Sure.
Yeah. You know, so I think if we do this as a collection of leaders, I think that overall it becomes a great environment, overall. And the kids are going to be working hard for each other.
Sure. It's an interesting way to attack that when you do have so many that have those capabilities as well. So will you spread that around, and will you, or maybe kind of switch those roles a little bit as the season goes on, and give each of them a chance to have the different roles that you're having set up for a captain?
No, I think at the end of the day, we really want them to kind of roll up their sleeves and kind of maintain where they are as far as like a defensive captain, offensive captain. You know, when it comes to, you know, game day, you know, we'll have guys go up and be the game captains for, you know, each game. We'll rotate around. But,
We
just kind of felt like, you know, with some younger sophomores coming up, and juniors playing significant roles for us, we felt like we needed more leadership from the seniors. So, you know, what we're working on is just kind of getting what kind of captain or the style of their leadership out of each one of them. And there's some guys that are vocal, and then there's guys that, you know, they'll come off the field and they know they need to talk to a sophomore or a junior about something, and they'll just kind of sit there and, like, you know, hey, look, this is what coach means when he says, you know, you're doing it the wrong way or the right way, and or the coach is, or, you know. So I think that's what's been another big part of how well things have gone in these first 2 weeks is, you know, we have 5 coaches out there, but we have 10 leaders, you know, out there, you know, keeping everyone going and keeping them, you know, energized and, you know, stuff like that.
So I like that idea. I mean, that's a very, again, unique way of going about that, but spreading that opportunity for all these guys that are seniors to really, really have an ownership within what's going on this whole year long.
Yeah. So, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we kind of said, like, you know, we talk about the journey, and like the seniors are the ones that have to make it more memorable, you know. And, you know, at the end of the day, they have to kind of work with the younger guys and say, well, it's not about me as a senior, and this is my season, this is our season, and we're helping you, you know, as younger guys, you know, do what we did when we were younger, you know, and you'll get to where we are in a couple of years.
Right.
And it just becomes this evolution and waterfall effect of just a constant style of leadership down the road.
I definitely like it. I think it's a very cool way of addressing that. Let's talk about some of these players. We're talking offensive and defensively. Let's start on the backside first and work our way up the field.
Yeah, so defensively, you know, you have Braden Titus. He's a 3-year starter for us. Just an incredible defenseman. And he's just grown as a defenseman as well. So, you know, where, you know, he had size, as a young player, you know, now he's got the footwork and stick skills to go with it. And that just makes you dangerous. You know, we are losing, you know, from Jax to Hanzik, you know, we have to replace him. But I think with Braden Titus and then Colin O'Brien, another, you know, like 6'5" defender, you know, when you look at our defense, you know, let's see, you got 6'3", 6'5", 6'3", and then you got, you know, Ben Dahlmeyer about 6 foot, you know, but, you know, super athletic. And Reese Boggs is going to be working himself in the mix there, and Ben Dahlmeyer as well down at close defense. And then when it comes to like our defensive middies, you know, again, we've got Blake Gillis, and we just think that Blake's is going to be this shutdown D middie. Right. You know, you look at lacrosse, and you know, we're teaching you along the way,
you
how to fly. You know, but you know, if you look at it, you know, you have defensive midfielders, mm-hmm. and you have your defensive long pole. So you have your three long poles down low, and then they play close defense, and then you have a defensive middie who uses a long pole. And usually what you do is you say, well, let's put the long pole on the best midi short stick offensive player out there, because that gives, you know, a little trouble to a midi dodging against a long pole.
Okay.
So, you know, we look at it as, you know what, we're going to use Blake like an LSM or a long stick midi. We're going to put Blake on the best midi out there because he can stop him. And then we put our LSM like on the second or third midi, and then we got, you know, our matches up down low. I mean, I just think our defense is, does not going to miss a beat from last year, you know. And then we move to the offensive side. You got Brendan Sigurdsson. He's a four-year starter offensively. Going to break some records this year as far as assists and potentially career points. It's going to Cleveland State, and he's just a dynamic player. He's going to be a game changer type of offensive player to where, you know, he just elevates everyone else with him. A big physical offensive attackman that you're dodging from behind the cage, you know, it's going to be really tough to, you know, defend him as he's coming around the cage. So you got him offensively, and then you've got, from a senior standpoint, you have Cole Grillo on the offensive side from a midfield, and that kind of rounds out, you know, as far as senior offensive players. So we do have a little bit of young youthfulness in our offense. But, you know, some of our juniors playing have already played a year or two of varsity, and some of our sophomores are super athletic. And you got TJ Rotello, who's there, and he played varsity football. You've got Lane Miller, who is, you know, a big-time, you know, sophomore midi for us and plays at a very high level, you know, in the offseason with, you know, the various travel programs and stuff like that. So
and had significant time playing last
year.
Yeah,
playing.
Too.
I mean, he had some big games and big goals for us.
Yes,
so
he did.
I mean, a pivotal game, you know, thinking back to like Upper Arlington, you know, where Lane just, when we needed a spark, Lane gave it to us. He, you know, Marymount and Upper Arlington. So we're looking for some big things out of him this year.
It'll be fun to watch that development. And I was going to text you, too, not this past weekend, the weekend before last. I was out in Denver at the University of Denver, and they were having a four-team tournament that weekend, and Cleveland State was one of the teams that was there. And I was going to go watch Denver and Cleveland State play. I thought it was Saturday morning at 11, and instead it was Sunday at 1 when I was already out of town.
Yeah.
So I wanted to go see a few of our guys, but there's a St. X kid and a Milford kid that also play for Denver as well. So.
Right. So you got, I believe it's Johnny Morocco.
Johnny Morocco's
out
there,
Johnny's
out
at Denver, and then you've got Jack Hanna from Milford.
And
Jack's just tearing it up right now. I mean, it's so cool to see, you know, a player, you know, from Cincinnati, you know, from Milford, going out to one of the top five programs in the country and playing. And not just playing, but being a big part of their offense.
Absolutely.
And I got to coach Jack for the National Lacrosse Classic when that Team Ohio went, you know, all the way. You know, Jack was part of that team, and so it's fun to see.
What he's capable of, huh?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, his senior year, I mean, you know, even though we beat Milford, I mean, he put five on us or six on us. I mean, just he's just that dynamic of a player. So.
And there was
it's
also
good.
A kid from Upper Arlington with Denver as well.
Yeah, you got Danny Logan. Danny Logan
you know
playing.
Well.
Yeah, you keep in, you know, you get to, again, you get to know these guys over, you know, playing either the travel, you know, travel club teams or just some of the national stuff that we do, and you get to see these guys. And yeah, Danny is doing really well out there, and you know, you have. Justin Miller for us playing up at Cleveland State starting to get some minutes now, so he's starting to get on the field. And Dylan Warner, forgot to mention him. You know, he's a dynamic offensive player for us as well, and a big time lefty. And he'll be doing some good things for us offensively. So Dylan and Brendan Sigurdsson will be going up to Cleveland State next year. So
I love that pipeline.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I mean, we got, you know, and that's a nice thing. I mean, we're trying to do that with a couple other colleges in the OAC and in the NCAC. But you know, I think there's some schools in the Midwest that, you know, we're trying to get a pipeline built, and you know,
Great just, chance for these guys to go and play
it's
at,
a good,
at another
good
level.
Chance to be exposed and to a higher level.
Absolutely. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about some of the other alumni as well coming up here in our next segment. Do want to move over just a little bit as well. We're, again, about a week and a half out, March 15th is March 15th. First game coming up a week from Friday. So preseason rankings are out, and I know that a lot of folks last year went to laxpower.com. That doesn't exist anymore. That's gone, but when you look at some of these things, and we were talking before we went on the air, Mueller was not included on one of those preseason polls, and I don't know.
I told you off the air. You know, the rankings for us, especially preseason, they don't matter to us. You know, because you know, really, what you're doing is you're going off of last year's success. So, you know, anytime you know you're a state champion, you're going to find yourself on a top 10. You know, preseason. You know, anytime you have a large group of juniors that come back and are seniors, kind of like Dublin Kaufman, you're going to get that type of ranking. And then you have Upper Arlington, just a stalwart or mainstay of great high school lacrosse
tradition
in Ohio, Central Ohio tradition. And you know, for us in our program, you know, that's what we're aspiring to be. Yeah. You know, we through our success, you know, over sustainable success over these next 3 to 5 years, that those are the types of things that will come to us eventually. But right now, you know, we're off those lists. I mean, we're right there as teams to watch as far as, you know, the Inside Lacrosse has a Midwest ranking. U.S. Lacrosse Magazine has their Midwest ranking out. You know, so for us to be on a watch list but not necessarily ranked, it's not that big of a deal for us. You know, we're more concerned with what's happening between 5:30 and 7:30 right now than being, you know, ranked 1 through 10. So,
well, and what matters on March 4th doesn't really matter as much as what May 4th will have for you.
Exactly. And, you know, it is. And, you know, down the road, if we, you know, have some success and we wind up being, you know, ranked in the top 10 in the Midwest on either one of these polls or even Max Prep, that just bodes well for us. You know, it's a nice thing. It's a nice thing to see. You know, parents would love to retweet that and the kids will repost it. But, you know, for us, we look at it as, you know, we're really concerned about ourselves and only, you know, how much we can compete within ourselves and where we end up on the very last day.
And again, like you said, you're most worried about 5:30 to 7:30 on March 4th right now than you are what is down the road. Yeah. The rest of that will take care of itself.
Take care of the process.
Exactly. There you go. Back to that word, the process. So, all right, we're going to take a time out here as we're here with head coach Sean McGinnis from the Mueller Lacrosse program, our second edition of the Mueller Lacrosse podcast here for the 2019 season. Again, big thanks to Total Wealth Planning and Rob Lemons. Again, 513-984-6696 or TWPteam.com. That'll get you more information for Total Wealth Planning. More coming up with head coach Sean McGinnis next on ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports.
Total Wealth Planning can partner, guide, and educate your family holistically on your financial goals and pursuits. Your dreams are better achieved with a trusted fiduciary like Rob Lemons and his team. Contact Rob today at 513-984-6696. That's 513-984-6696 or on the web at twpteam.com. Total Wealth Planning.
Here we are back on our Mueller Lacrosse podcast. Head coach Sean McGinnis and I'm Greg Waddell for ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports. We are talking a little bit, Sean, about the season. Again, we're March 4th right now. The first game, March 15th, so 11 days away from that. Going to have any scrimmage? I know we don't have it on the website, but any scrimmages or things?
We do. You know, historically what we've done is scrimmage. We have a tri-scrimmage the first opportunity we can. Usually that first Saturday, we tend to just kind of keep it as a practice for us. And then 2 weeks out before the season, we tend to do something on the second Saturday. So we do a tri-scrimmage with Indian Hill most often, and then we switch it up with another team. So it's going to be Indian Hill and Sycamore. They're all coming to Mueller this Saturday. We start at 12 o'clock. So on the football field, we'll have the varsity teams, and on the JV fields, we'll have the JV teams. So from 12 to 1 o'clock, we will scrimmage Sycamore, and then Sycamore and Indian Hill scrimmage each other at 1, and at 2 o'clock, we'll scrimmage Indian Hill. And it's just a great, you know, opportunity to get out there and, you know, play a different color on the field. And, and really what it is, and our boys know this, is it's just a test, and it's an idea for us to know honestly what we need to work on you know, leading into our first week and in the first our game week and our first games and stuff like that.
So, and for the guys to actually be running around against somebody else too, besides their own guys, like you said, the different colors that are out there, that makes a little bit more difference too. You can't help human nature to, I don't want to say you're not slacking off, that's not the right word, but you're going to have a little bit more energy and enthusiasm.
The kids are going to be up, and you know, it's kind of funny, you're starting to see, like yesterday, starting to see, or even Saturday at night, you start to see some of these other high schools scrimmaging each other, it's a great game, and you know, we scored this many to that many, and I'm kind of waiting for the OHSA watchdog to be like, remember, you can't keep score. I mean, you know, it's, you know, those contests are just, you know, really should just have the clock on, and you're really not supposed to keep score. And it's great. And, you know, someone has an unofficial score.
Sure.
And, you know, in my time when, you know, people are coming up, and it doesn't matter if it's a game or a scrimmage, everyone wants to come up and play the best to their ability when they're at Moeller. So, you know, it's going to be fun. You know, we know it's an opportunity for us to play some other teams. Our guys are going to be up for just a good opportunity to get better. We do go into the following week on March 12th, and we scrimmage CHCA over at CHCA.
Okay.
So it'll be basically like a dress rehearsal for Friday night, Friday night when we go over to Milford.
Okay, so Tuesday the 12th then will be
Tuesday the 12th. CHCA. Okay. Yeah, we go over to CHCA. Our JV actually go over to Loveland that day as well. So, you know, we kind of have one more dress rehearsal before we start on March 15th.
And March 15th will be the Milford Eagles at Milford High School. And then on the road Saturday up in Columbus at Fortress for the Ohio Machine High School lacrosse showdown against Olentangy High School. Let's go to Milford first. I mean, what do you expect from Milford at this point?
You know, they've always had a good they've had and they still do have, you know, a good core group of players. You know, and it's an emerging sport within the high school. And I'll tell you, you know, they were up there. They're the like youth eagle program, youth lacrosse program for Milford was up at Moeller yesterday.
Oh, nice.
And I was kind of putting some things together and kind of up there watching, and they got a good thing going over there with their youth program, and they have a middle school program now, and so it's definitely a program that is certainly continuing to get better every year. So they've got some good players. They had a very good faceoff player these last couple of years who's graduated and gone on playing in college. They've got a couple offensive players. They got some good defensive players. So, you know, you just really, again, you don't know what you get that first game out. Each year, you know, teams, you know, reload and they get new players. So it's kind of hard to sit there and watch the Milford game from last year.
Right.
You kind of just keep an eye on it and say,
players.
You kind of look at like, okay, you know, you look at the rosters and say, okay, this junior's now a senior and whatnot. You just kind of get numbers and go from there. And you kind of fly blind that first game and you just get after it. And then Olentangy on Saturday is part of the Machine showcase. And this is a great thing that Bear Davis at Ohio Machine is putting on. It's really spotlighting high school lacrosse in the entire state.
Right.
It's a 2-day event, and they've added girls now. They've added JV level. So it's just a great opportunity for everyone, lacrosse fans in Ohio, to come down to Columbus for a weekend and watch a lot of high school lacrosse over 2 days.
And Fortress is a pretty cool place.
It is.
The whole complex.
It is.
There's more than one field.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't know. I know last year a couple games might have been on Lacrosse Sport Network. I'm not sure what they're going to do this year as far as live streams. And we're kind of the night capper on Saturday night. So we play Olentangy at 5 o'clock. And I just think it's another, you know, it gives us a good sense of where we are. So we go two games right out the gate on 15th and 16th, and then we have a whole week off and kind of come back in and prepare a couple things, you know, redo a couple, you know, get better at the little things. And then I believe we then go have Trinity come in that next weekend.
So. Yeah, that'll be our first broadcast as well, that March 23rd. Looking forward to that. It'll be up at Moeller High School, so we'll be back on the football field behind the school. Looking forward to getting that going, too.
Yep.
So I hope it's a little bit warmer. So
do I. I mean, I don't know. So last year, that game was when they had a crazy, kind of like yesterday, you just had this crazy storm come through, and that 71 corridor going down through Louisville was just like all like sleet and rain, and everyone white knuckling it down and back. And then we won in like this driving cold rain. And I mean, it was a great feeling, and it kind kind of moved us forward for a couple weeks. But the kids like hightailed it from Louisville all the way up to Columbus to watch basketball winning the state that. Last year. So it was a good day overall.
Yeah, and again, that'll be our first broadcast, the 23rd. But last year, that was obviously a good game.
Yep.
Trinity, I mean, what is their lacrosse program? They're obviously, football, everybody knows. They've got just a whole strong athletic department.
You know, the best part about the reason why we play Trinity, I mean, number one, their head coach, Pete Schroeder, and I grew up in the same area of New Jersey. So we know each other a little bit. We know kind of, you know, he knows people that I know and vice versa. So he's just a good guy. And then, you know, you look at Trinity in and of itself. Trinity is, it looks a lot like Moeller. I mean, the athletes they get, the style of play, you know, things like that. So, you know, Trinity sports lines up really well, I think, with Moeller. And, and I know football-wise, they play really, you know, they play tough games. You know, for us on the lacrosse field, we're always playing tough. They kind of got the better of us, you know, 2 years before last year, 2 years ago, they kind of came in and got the better of us. Last year, you know, I just think the kids gelled together and did what they needed to do to win. This year coming in, again, they just reload. And they've got great players. They got great athletes. So it's going to be a good, tough game, that third game of the season.
Yeah, again, I'm looking forward to it. And we'll have the broadcast. That'll be very, very exciting. So can't believe it's already here.
Yeah.
So it's coming up. And that's the high school side. The colleges, as we mentioned a little bit earlier.
College is heating up. I mean, it's been a couple weeks now. And, you know, our communications director, Steve Albrink, does a great job posting stuff on Twitter. And so he's got a nice little thing he does where he puts out, alumni in actions. He puts it out on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. And it's just a nice little placard. And it says, you know, who's got a game that day and things. And it's just great to see all the alumni that we have. I mean, I think it was Saturday we had you know, Jack Toome scoring a goal from like way downtown, and you know, we got video up of that.
Yep,
and
watching it right now.
You know, I got to give a shout out to my man Jack Ritchie. We forgot him. We left him off the list Saturday. He plays for DePaul over there in Indiana. But you know, I think it's just a great thing for not only our alumni, but I think it's also great for our current players and as well as aspiring, you know, Moeller Crusader lacrosse players to kind of see the level of competition or the level of the caliber of players we're turning out that go into college. You know, Jack Stahancic starting at Rutgers as a freshman, a Big Ten lacrosse team. You know, you got, like I said, you got Justin Miller doing well. Logan, I talked to Logan Diebel's dad. Syracuse, Virginia had a heck of a game Saturday. I talked to his dad. And, you know, the coaches up there are saying they have big aspirations for Logan in the next couple of years. Just keep doing what he's doing. So he's working really hard to get on the field there. And I think we're going to see number 24 for the Orange coming represent not only Moeller but Syracuse in these next couple of years. So and we got great guys, too, playing club lacrosse at Dayton. You know, some of our guys my first couple of years, Jacob Rogan and Mitch Natowski, they're playing for some Moeller alumni up at University of Dayton.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just really neat to kind of compile this all and just kind of give them a little credit and kind of show them, you know, you're still part of Moeller, and our tagline is, you know, stay gold and stuff like that. So
I love it. Noah Campbell with Missouri Baptist.
Yep.
We mentioned Justin Miller. Donnie Giannetti is with Wheeling Jesuit.
Donnie's doing really well. He's starting down at Wheeling Jesuit. They're kind of off the schneid, so to speak, and kind of getting back to their winning ways. They had a couple tough games. So Connor McGeaney just was down on the Eastern Shore against Salisbury yesterday. And, you know, they had a couple guys sick with the flu and things like that, but he's holding his own as a defensive middie for Ohio Wesleyan. And then you got our guys up at Wittenberg. You know, you got Tony LaBarge. You got Paxton Krieger playing. You got Lucas Cleaver. And then Connor Rice transferred from Wingate and went to Wittenberg. So, yeah, I mean, we've got a lot of guys out there. You know, hopefully someday, you know, we can get some guys at Notre Dame. You know, I'm obviously a big fan of Notre Dame. And, you know, we get some guys at Ohio State and some of these other bigger schools. And I think with the numbers that we have and we do things like this, it gives them a little inspiration to work hard to get to those spots.
Well, the culture you're creating that starts JVB and JVA and those guys working hard to make it to varsity eventually.
It's exactly what we said Saturday. You know, we said, we have a JV program, and though we have a JVA schedule and a JVB schedule, you know, the whole mindset you need at the JV level is to work yourself up to the varsity level and keep working hard, and those things will come. And then you get that, and then you couple that as, okay, now I'm on the varsity team, and now I aspire to be a college-level player. Yep. And we always tell this to guys. You know, I was telling this to someone else the other day. I said, I will do whatever it takes to get you to, you know, into the right college program. I'll call a coach. I'll email them. But you got to make the commitment first. And that's right. Not just saying you want to play lacrosse in college, but it's doing all the extra work required to be a great college lacrosse player.
Which includes classroom, guys.
Which includes the classroom.
Don't think that it doesn't.
No doubt about that.
No slack in there. Mikey Cinquinas at Indianapolis. Yeah. And Eifert at Mount Union.
Yep.
So a couple other guys.
Holding it down up there in Northern Ohio, the Purple Raiders. So
there you go.
No, it's just really cool. And, you know, we've got, I think, four of our seniors this year, at least three or four, are going to go on and play at the next level. We've got a junior already committed, Theo Becker, to Furman, and we're hoping a couple other juniors will, you know, look at some colleges and play. And then, you know, I think our sophomore and freshman class is going to be a big college recruiting class. So
not only is right now very bright, but the future down the road going to be bright. And there's all, I always heard this one story too. I think it was his sophomore year, Michael Jordan was cut from his high school JV basketball team.
Yeah.
So he kind of worked hard and made something of himself.
I think he did okay.
So, well, I'm excited to get things going, and I know we've got another week or so before the regular season starts, so we'll keep an eye out on that. But good luck with the process between now that game. And, Sean, we're going to catch up next Monday, March 11th, and we'll see what one week, March 4th to March 11th, has progressed and see where things stand.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it as well. That's Sean McGinnis. I am Greg Waddell. Again, our Boulder Lacrosse podcast brought to you by Total Wealth Planning. Contact Rob Lemons, 513-984-6696. Or the website is TWPTeam.com. I'm Greg Waddell. Appreciate you listening in to the Boulder Lacrosse podcast for ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports.